It was just a typical Wednesday. The PCM softball team was in their final week of practices leading up to games starting that Monday, but May 17th, 2023 became anything but ordinary.
We typically start our practice at 5:30 and run to about 7:30 each night to kind of accommodate multi-sport athletes. And our girls usually arrive at the field around 5 to 5:15 and kind of prepping to get on the field and get ready to go. And that night about 5:15, we had all four of our junior girls had not shown up yet.
Shortly before practice was set to begin that evening, the unusual absences of juniors Ella Schindel, Lark Drake, Eliana Buswell, and Reese Palm had an unfortunate explanation.
At some point, one of the girls in their Snapchat got a message from Eliana that said that they were in a wreck. And honestly, we sat in the dugout trying to figure out if they were, you know, being serious or joking, because the four of them were kind of goofy at times with us and pranksters. And so we really weren't sure what was going on. And we kind of sat there and waited, and obviously they didn't show up the field. And at some point we had contact with them. One of the girls had called them and had gotten a hold of them, and they had shared that they were obviously in a wreck. And at that point, our focus kind of completely shifted. We didn't know how serious it was.
Once confirmed, Mustangs head coach Sean Hudnut and his staff canceled practice and gathered the team as they processed the developing situation. In that time, Coach Hudnut said that first responders gave everyone a slight sigh of relief.
One of my former baseball players was on the EMT crew, and so he had actually called me a little before six and said, hey, this is what's going on. And so at that point, we knew at least at that point everyone was going to be safe. They were all stable.
With families and PCM girls basketball coach Sammy Allison Rodriguez coming to be with the girls at the field, Hudnut went to the hospitals in Newton and Des Moines. While injuries were sustained in the accident, Hudnut said that they were thankful the situation played out like it did.
The thing we're really grateful for is everything turned out about as possibly as good as it could have been from what we initially thought could have been the outcome, and from what, you know, information was given back to us from parents that were on site.
While the four girls had varying degrees of recovery ahead of them, they didn't have to go through it alone.
The team has helped a lot with that, and just being able to like slowly get back into things has been really nice, and just being around the softball team has really helped me in keeping a positive attitude with it.
Just being back and having the support from all the other girls around us and feeling the love from other communities just made it a whole ton better.
With games rapidly approaching at the time, seniors Sydney Shaver and Riley Johannes said that the ordeal helped the team put things in perspective.
We definitely just found comfort being with each other, and through that, we just became more unified.
Like she said, like all of that is so true, and it shed a new light, kind of, that any game could be your last game. Like, you never know what could happen, so you always want to take the opportunity that you have and kind of run with it when you have it.
Without their four juniors, but a bond stronger than ever, PCM began the season in dominant fashion, blowing out Nevada 19-0. PCM has since gone 15-10 this summer, but the record won't be what these girls remember when the season's over. It'll be the support they receive not only from their team, but other schools and communities as well.
I know that a lot of them did give us treats and stuff, which we really, really loved, and they were delicious. But one that really stuck out to me, and I think all of us, was the Seidel and Ballard game that they raised money for us and gave us flowers and stuff. But it just, like, that meant a lot to us.
It means so much. Like, it shows that softball really is more than a game. Like, everybody was showing support for us. Like, people went as far to raise money for us. Some people just brought, like, treats to show that they were thinking of us. I mean, it meant so much to all of us. I don't think they know how much it meant.
Since the accident, three of the girls have been cleared from their injuries and have returned to the softball diamond for PCM. Coach Hudnut said that getting to watch these girls make their return to the diamond has been an eye-opening experience.
It's been really surreal to kind of go through it, because you don't think getting into a JV game, you know, per se, a lot of times is this big special moment when you start a game. But as we started to get each of the girls back, all of our girls are super happy for them. And then to see them start to get into that varsity action a little bit, whether it's running or hitting or playing in the field, it's been really special to see them get back on the field. It's been really uplifting for our other girls.
A season that has been filled with challenges for the Mustangs so far will get its newest test tonight as they begin Class 3A Region 4 action at home against Heart of Iowa conference rival West Marshall at 7 p.m. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Tyler Crabb.